Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, we went through this a little bit before. Big old Bloomberg report from Mr. Jason Schreier in regards to a whole bunch of stuff that Sony are doing internally. Cancelling Days Gone 2, as you do. Remaking The Last of Us from 2013, as you do. And another part of that is sort of, I'm not going to say buried in the report, but it's only slightly alluded to until Schreier moves on from it. But is the existence of a new Uncharted game, whether it's Uncharted 5 or just whatever there's going to be as the next, as you do the next part of the franchise, but there is a new Uncharted game confirmed as being in the works from at least some members of Sony Bend.
Yeah, totally. I mean, we have heard rumours for like the past 3 years now, since there were rumours about this secret Sony San Diego studio, that they were going to be working on the next big Uncharted, because the team was comprised of a few previous Naughty Dog staffers and stuff like that, so it kind of made sense that they were going to work on it. But now Jason Schreier has come out with this Bloomberg report and essentially poo-pooed that idea and told us for certain what that team was working on, and it wasn't Uncharted 5. In fact, it was supposed to be a remake of the original Uncharted. Yes. And later on in that report, like you said, he did reveal that Sony Bend, who recently shipped Days Gone, was split into two teams. One of the teams was working with Naughty Dog on an unannounced multiplayer game that we don't know too much about, and another was tasked with creating a new Uncharted game.
Do you know
and
what that is?
Go on.
Do you know what that is, Josh Brown?
Go
that
on, my friend.
That unannounced multiplayer game. I bet that's that SOCOM thing. I bet that's the thing that they hired the ex-Rainbow Six Siege people for. I would pay. I've got no money to throw down, but
come
I would
on.
Fat wad, PH fat. I reckon that's what that is, my friend.
I will throw a crisp 50p pence dollar note. What do you even call a coin? A crisp 50 pence coin?
Whatever you've got, mate, doesn't matter.
It's The Last of Us Factions. I think it's going to be The Last of Us Factions rather than a SOCOM thing. Because, you know, this entire report
that's
was
announced, though.
Essentially, it's only been, like, kind of announced. They've talked about it, but they haven't really said what it is. I think that might be it. But anyway, that's not even the point. We have to do an entire different video on that. The point there is that the second team in Sony Bend was tasked with creating the next Uncharted game, and this was described as being under supervision by Naughty Dog, but it doesn't seem like they had a direct hand in it like they were making this multiplayer game. So essentially it was just going to have their supervision to make sure it was in line with the previous entries in the series. Anyway, that was all until a few months ago, because now the status of the project is up in the air, because apparently the leadership of that project and of Sony Bend went to Sony and were like, look, we don't want to do this. We want to make our own games. You know, we've just made Days Gone. You've turned down Days Gone 2. We don't want to just become, as they described in the report, Naughty Dog North. We don't want to become, you know, assimilated into this larger studio. We don't think that's where our talents are best, where they lie the best. So they've been taken off this Uncharted project, but it presumably still exists in some form. You know, we're going to get a new Uncharted in one form or another, but it's not going to be made by those specific people. I'm going to shut up because I want to know what you think, and I've talked way too much in the past video about this.
No, there's more than enough. I mean, you're the man with the details. You got all the. You managed to get through the report before the ad blocker got in the way. So it's just that if you've got all the info, it's the only way to be. But I think the whole thing with continuing Uncharted, I mean, Uncharted 4 does leave off with the idea of like Sam and Sully potentially teaming up and going forward, which is a weird sort of spiritual successor thing, because I think if you know, I was playing Dark Void the other day, and Nolan North is in that. And it was a whole time period where Nolan North was every single voice actor, and then then Troy Baker sort of came up from 2013 onwards and sort of carried the torch forward. So if Uncharted was going to continue with the Sam character and Troy Baker in the lead role, it's a whole other conversation on whether Sam has a main, can work as a main character. But I was just thinking, like, spiritually it sort of makes sense because Troy Baker can carry on the torch from where Northern North left off. But whether or not the franchise, you know, has legs after Uncharted 4 was so pretty definitively done in regards to, you know, Drake, like, there's not that much more you can do with him. But yeah, I don't know, like, do you feel like there's more, do people just want Uncharted games regardless of what he was stars in them? I mean, Lost Legacy is brilliant, so I guess you could do something like that again.
I mean, for me personally, Uncharted is done. Like, I got a very satisfying conclusion with Uncharted 4. Like, I'm not saying that Uncharted is Nathan Drake or Nathan Drake needs to be involved. Like you said, Lost Legacy proved that isn't at all the case. But at the same time, you know, I'm eager for franchises to lay low for at least a little bit. Like, I don't need one right now. Maybe in another 5 years, maybe in another 10 years, I'd want Uncharted to come back. But for now, it kind of feels finished, and I want studios to make new things. Obviously, that's not what Sony wants, because this entire report is about them only wanting blockbusters and surefire bets. And ultimately, Uncharted is a surefire bet. Like, that series, across its entire lifetime, has sold a bucket load. Uncharted 4 specifically sold a hell of a lot. So it makes sense for them to want to continue it because people are going to buy it because it's a known thing. It's getting a movie with Tom Holland, you know, this year. So obviously they still believe in the IP in general, and there's a, maybe they could do a young Drake thing, for instance, if they want to have him involved somehow. I know we've had previous segments with that in the other games, but maybe they want to go full on, you know, recast his face like they did with Spider-Man's to make it more Tom Holland-esque. I don't know. But I think it's like an inevitability, especially for Sony. But personally, I think it could wait.
Well, that's kind of my thing, is I like, because the way that the report lays it out is that the new team that sort of needed, like, they focused on doing a remake because it was just more financially viable rather than doing a new IP, or at least the way that, that's the way it sort of shook out, and they landed on remaking the original Uncharted. But if it was more planned in regards to the Uncharted brand on a wider sense, then you would do something to tie in with the new movie coming out, which I guess could be a re-release of the original game. But like you said, I mean, they're meant to be doing young Drake in the movie and everything like that, so I don't know how much that stuff would line up anyway. But I just, in terms of the Uncharted brand, like, it's that weird thing where Naughty Dog set Crash in motion and then, you know, gave him all, like, Eurocom stepped in and continued it for a bit, and it's only been now that Crash has finally got back to the sort of glory that he was in the original trilogy, and then they did Jack and Daxter for a bit, and then they moved on, and like the Lost Frontier, I forget the devs that did that, but it wasn't Naughty Dog, and then, you know, Uncharted hasn't been passed on to anybody yet. But it's just that weird state where Naughty Dog are in as a you know, entity, where the last generation was the first time we saw them going back to established stuff rather than just doing a new IP, like, you know, Crash to Jack and Dax to Uncharted to Last of Us, and then just back to Last of Us and Uncharted again.
Yeah.
So I hope that they're not in that weird pattern where Sony are just sort of like, these are your bankable properties. And, you know, the report says that Sony very much give Naughty Dog leeway. But at the same time, Naughty Dog, same as Rockstar we mentioned in the other video, I don't ever want them just to be a greatest hits band. I want the new stuff, I want the new albums going forward.
Well, Scott Tilford, I've either had a brainwave or a brain freeze, and maybe you can clear this up. But who made Uncharted Golden Abyss? Was that Sony Bennett, or was it
wrong.
Ready at Dawn? Was it? Who
you're
was
not
that?
Wrong.
Was it Sony Bennett?
That was Sony Bennett. Which is that's a hell of a point, because yes, that is one of the times that Uncharted was given to somebody else. And there's a place I should hand in my Vita card, because I should be flying the flag for Golden Abyss. It's brilliant. But yeah, I mean, very much made as a, you know, for the Vita, it's made as a portable experience. It's obviously not one of the Uncharted that most people have played. I would wager that more people have played Lost Legacy. But that did prove that the base tenets of Uncharted totally work. Regardless of, I guess, which dev team you give it to, if they're talented enough, like they are, like with Sony Bend. So yeah, I guess they do have the sort of pedigree for it to do something gameplay-wise. But for me, like, one of the big reasons that Uncharted 4 was such a tantalizing thing was that it was a thief's end. Like, all the going into it was like, does that mean Sully's gonna die? Does that mean something's gonna happen with Drake? And just what threads do you, like, pull on to do a fully fledged Uncharted, whether it's 5 or whatever, to make it worthwhile in a story sense, especially if those original Neil Druckmann, Bruce Straley, they're not there anymore.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's an interesting kind of, like, prospect, because where, like, which there are so many different avenues you could go down, and it's on them to kind of like commit to one. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do, whether they rely very heavily on nostalgia and connections to the previous game. Like I said, maybe by going down the Young Drake route or doing something different with more recent characters like Sam, like you mentioned, for instance. But yeah, I don't want Naughty Dog to become this thing, or anyone in Sony, to be honest. I don't want anyone just having to rely on the same old franchises, trudging them back up, especially because, like we said in the previous video, the past generation especially was kind of defined by innovation. We got so many interesting new franchises like Horizon, like Days Gone, like Ghost of Tsushima, like Dreams, like Until Dawn and stuff like that. And to me, it is a complete backpedal to go away from that and go, no, we only want Uncharted. We only want The Last of Us. We only want sequels and, you know, things that we can bank on. And it's just mad, especially because, like you said, Naughty Dog is the prime example of why you should not do that. Like you said, they went from Crash to Jack to Uncharted to The Last of Us, and each one arguably got more successful, you know? The Last of Us 1 was a new IP and sold gangbusters.
And it was always like a generational thing, like new console, new hardware, what can we do on this console? And then obviously The Last of Us came out at the tail end of the PS3, but the 8th generation was one of the only console generations where we didn't get a new Naughty Dog IP. And, you know, in their 30th anniversary art book, and obviously there's been interviews about it as well, they talked about sketching out a sci-fi IP, and that that would apparently be the next direction that they would go in. And I personally would much rather see that from them than, you know, Last of Us remake, and I would much rather see Days Gone 2 or the continuation of that story from Sony Bend, you know, rather than like sort of having to hobble together this, I don't know, I guess like this sort of a continuation of something that has been set in motion by somebody else. It's all very corporate thinking. It's all very, what boxes can we tick that are, that are, you know, less risk averse. But it's just, it, like you said, it goes against the overall optics of the brand right now, which is, you know, Returnal's coming out soon, and they're continuing the likes of Horizon. They've just put Destruction All-Stars out. Like, they have these new IPs, like even Astro Boy's getting fleshed out quite a lot, but there's more that they could do.
Not to, you know, go back into the report too much, because this is supposed to be about Uncharted 5, but there was an interesting paragraph in there where Schreier was talking about how they completely didn't promote Dreams at all last year, even though it was getting, you know, really, really good reviews. And Dreams could have been something, but it was nowhere, no one marketed it. And I feel like Sony's done that with quite a few games recently, where they've just, it's almost like they can't be asked because they know it's not Uncharted 4. You know, it's not Spider-Man 2 or anything. So you don't get their marketing might behind them. And they kind of just sent out to die.
Fell off the radar.
Yeah, Concrete Genie. The way they've handled the PlayStation VR 2, where it's like, here's a blog post, here's some designs for the controllers, we're not going to tell you anymore, we're going to be kind of weird about it. And it's like, all the stuff with clear where their focus is.
The PS3, the PSP, the VR, like all these catalog libraries, the maniacs like me are going out there and securing up all these games, whether they're physical editions or whatever, just so that they've got access to them. There's a lot of weird stuff with Sony at the minute, and it's weird because it reminds me of, like, you know, the PS3 era, where they came off the massive success of the PS2, and then they just sort of, there was a lot of hubris, there was a lot of just, we're big Sony, we can do whatever we want, and it just paved the way for Microsoft and the 360, or Xbox and the 360, to come in and be for the gamers. It just, that console felt like it had players' interests in mind in a way that, you know, big corporate thinking doesn't. And Sony did so well in the last generation, bolstered by the fact that Xbox did a massive misstep with all the Don Matrick stuff at the beginning of that generation. And I just wonder if it's a case of everything flipping around again, where just, you know, it's going to see how all the rest of the cards lie, kind of thing. But it's just, it's a weird place right now for Sony.
It is, and honestly, I can't go two videos without forgetting this, with forgetting this idea, because I want to bring up, you know, yesterday we did the news that Hideo Kojima might be partnering with Microsoft for his next game and his studio's next game, and I think this adds more, you know, maybe validity to that rumor that's going around. You know, it's from Jeff Grubb anyway, who's usually pretty spot on, but if Sony is only wanting more Uncharted, more Last of Us, more recognizable brands, that kind of really does shut the door on creators like Kojima, who is all about, now that he's away from Metal Gear, doing mad stuff like Death Stranding, doing mad stuff in the Stadia, wanting to go crazy with new IP. And maybe Sony is just at the point now, under the new leadership, where they're like, well, we're not going to give you money for this, you know, unless you give us Metal Gear Solid 6, or, you know, the equivalent, go somewhere else, because we want to make Uncharted and we want to make Last of Us.
Yeah, that was always my assumption with him. Like, yeah, the rumour being that he's in talks with Xbox to do some sort of Xbox game going forward. But there's so much, a whole separate video's worth of stuff that's going on with how much Sony are detaching themselves from their Japanese origins or from the Japanese player base. Even changing the OK button to X rather than circle. That was like a big deal. And it would be if you grew up with that being the control scheme for so long. You know, there's the whole fact with the PS5. The initial sales were terrible in Japan. Apparently it's it's like recovered a bit now. But Sony's reputation in Japan is a lot more negative right now, or a lot worse than it was, you know, like even a few years ago. And they're not helping themselves by actively, well, I guess it's being given away in this report, saying that they don't want to do the likes of Ape Escape, Gravity Rush, Japanese-centric games anymore. You know, and they're shutting down Sony Japan, and it's just like, why? Like, I get that there's more money in the being this nebulous global entity, but that's also a more soulless way to be, and that's not the reason people fell in love with your brand in the first place. Yeah. But like you said, you know, that then opens up this massive space for Xbox to step in and just say, look, you know, we've got the games that you want, we've got Hideo Kojima, we're letting creatives make the titles they want. And it's that is such obvious business in itself. So you would assume that at some point, Sony stops pointing the gun at their own foot and realizes... but yes, let us know what you think down in the comments below of everything that we talked about Uncharted 5, Days Gone 2 going away and everything else. For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
I'll catch you next time. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.